Yeah, very excited about the new targets. Stevie's been looking good. Brandon's been looking good. Ellington's been looking good. A lot of weapons on this field now.
When you come out and you're working with them for the first time as well as the rookies, is it just kind of doing your thing and letting them adjust to you, and then you kind of find that chemistry, or do you kind of look to see what they sort of do well at it also?
Well, I think it's a different situation with Stevie and Brandon. They both had a lot of success in the league, so that's something I want to work with them with, what they're doing, and that's something our team wants to do as well. Whereas Ellington, you have to get him more adapted to the system and really get him on the same page as us and let him do his thing once he gets comfortable.
Collins, neither Stevie nor Brandon really known as speed burners. Do you have to, how important is this time of year just to understand body language and gain that chemistry on the field?
I think that's something with both of them. It's been a pretty easy learning curve for me to read their body language, because there's someone like Anquan, like Crab, that have very easy body language to read when they're going to come out of their breaks, and they do things so smoothly that it makes it a lot easier on the quarterback.
You were really communicating a lot with Brandon in the red zone. What's that line of communication like between you two?
Well, I think that's something that we know we've struggled with here, the red zone, and that's something we're constantly trying to improve, and he's had success down there. So if there's something we can pick up from him, how he runs routes, how he sets things up, that's something we want to take and try to make it ours.
What's the toughest part of operating in the red zone?
Just the confinement of space. I mean, you playing from your own 30, you have 70 yards of field to play with. You get inside the 10, you have 20 yards. So space is the biggest thing down there.
You were being very vocal out there, Colin. I, you know, maybe you've been vocal other times, but it was noticeable today. Do you just feel more comfortable saying things and kind of making people hear what you have to say?
Well, I think this is the time of year where you can be vocal and you can work on things a lot more, because you don't have to play Sunday. So if you want to experiment with things, if you want to try things out, now is the time that we want to do that and see if we can get something new that's going to work for our offense.
But guys, want to hear what you have to say?
It's not necessarily always me trying to give advice or necessarily command things. It's a lot of times just a conversation as far as what are you seeing, how would you run this route, especially with someone like Brandon and Stevie.
How much of a just kind of revitalization is this for you? At the end of the year, everybody's kind of worn down, and then you get a chance to come out here again. Do you kind of feel like a kick in your step when you're back out on the football field?
Yeah, it's always great to get back on the field, be around your teammates. You spend 2-3 months not around them, and to get back on the field and start playing football again is always great.
You alluded to this a couple of questions ago, but the struggles in the red zone. Why do you think there have been struggles in the red zone?
I think we just haven't made plays. I think we've had opportunities, and I think a lot of times it's just a miscue here, a miscue there, and I think if we clean those things up, we'll be a lot more efficient this year.
Well, connected with that.
What have you noticed about Anquan today as far as the leadership he brings to this team?
He has a very similar demeanor to Dante as far as he's pretty quiet, pretty reserved, but when he steps on the field, he's about business, and I think that's something that our defense kind of has about them. They really don't talk too much until you step on the field, and then you know they're there.
Colin,
the red zone stuff, how much did the way the last two seasons have been, how much of that weighed on you during this work where you want to get better at that?
I think that's something I constantly think about. I mean, not just red zone, but my play in general. How can I improve? How can I be better throughout the game? Whether it's taking a check down, whether it's making a big throw at the end of the championship game. What can I do different to make sure I'm making those plays?
Colin, at the Super Bowl week, you mentioned, it's important to be, he's got a better question. It's important to be fair with your contract extension. Yeah, I mean, where are you right now with that? The 49ers have been very clear that they want to give you one. They hope to give you one before training camp. Do you expect to get one? And the fairness, what does that mean?
Let my agents handle all of that, and I'm worried about being out here trying to get better with my teammates and get ready for the season.
Would it clear your mind to have it done before camp, though?
Once again, I'm just letting my agents handle that, and I'm playing football regardless.
Hey, this is not what you're going.
Well, that'll be something that the coaches will have to decide, but I think it's something, a position we're definitely stronger at this year, and I think we have a lot of weapons at that position that we can use in a lot of different situations. Yeah, he's someone I think everyone's been pretty impressed with from the time he stepped out here, as well as Carlos. They both have come out. They've been true professionals when they step on the field. They know what they're doing, and they're doing everything they can to try to get on the field.
You said with the whole Miami incident that you've one thing you've learned is just the way some people can spread rumors and run with different tales. Can you explain to us what actually happened out there and just kind of clear up some information about it?
Well, the district attorney has the information today. At this point, I'm going to let them handle their business. I did nothing wrong in that incident, so I want to do everything I can to let the DA close this matter.
Are you eager to have that resolved? I mean, is it difficult to kind of operate knowing that that's still, you know, almost 2 months being, you know, investigated?
Very eager to have the matter closed, but once again, just going to let the DA handle their business and wait for their decision.
Not specific to your take, but I mean, what do you think is about perceptions of a team, perceptions of players? Is that important? Do you worry about the way people think about this team and the players on it?
I think everyone in this building knows the character of the players that we have here, and everyone that's here is here to play football and here to try to help us win a Super Bowl. And that's all everyone here is worried about.
What can you do to improve your individual play in the red zone?
Just cleaning up little things, whether it's footwork, whether it's making quicker decisions. Those are the type of things that I want to improve on to try and make this offense more efficient.
How were you throwing it today, you think?
Today was so-so day. Thought I could have made a couple better decisions, but day two, so we're gonna keep getting better.
And Jim, so yesterday was a good day. Was that one of the better days, you think?
Yeah, yesterday was a really good day. We're gonna keep working though, and hopefully keep getting better.
During that time, you kind of worked with the coaching staff. What that role do you and the mechanics do at all?
No, just kept working on the stuff that we do. I mean, it's something that coaches mentioned to me that you need to be able to do what we do within our system. And as long as my footwork is good and I'm delivering the ball quickly and precisely, he's happy with what I'm doing.
A couple more.
Exactly what you had to work on, clean up in the offseason.
Yes.
What's it been like having Crabtree out here? Obviously, you didn't have him last offseason with his injury. So is it just kind of picking up where you guys left off at the end of last season?
Yeah, I think it's picking up where we left off. I think also at this point, he's healthier than where he was. He's had more time to rehab, more time to be running and spend time getting in shape and working on routes and different things like that. So it's always exciting to have 15 on the field.
You did some work with Anquan in Florida?
Yes. Did some work with Anquan and Quentin. So both of them came out. They threw with me a couple times a week and got a lot of good working down there.
All right.
I somewhat knew what to expect. I had seen plays he had made, but I hadn't seen him on a consistent basis. I mean, coming off of a year off of from football, he's been amazing out here. Very smooth, very disciplined with his routes, and easy target to throw to.
All right, thanks, Cap.